Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. How are you, Omar?
I'm good, gentlemen. How are you?
Let me ask you a question quickly before we get started here on the Dolphins. Today is a think. What are we calling it, Falero?
Think Hard Thursday.
Think Hard Thursday. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses?
I would
this is
rather
the dumbest
fight
question.
Duck-sized horses.
Rather than one horse-sized duck?
Yes. I feel like the horse-sized duck could actually bite me or eat me. So I can kick
right.
the duck-sized
horse. Yeah, you could slap a duck. It's still it still has the mannerisms of a duck.
But you know what, Crowder? You're
no, ducks are aggressive, though.
Yeah, and you know what? And Crowder, I think you're underestimating the size of a horse. You're forgetting it's a duck that's the size of a horse. He's bigger than you.
Big, fat,
fly.
But fat mid-body, little short stubby legs with no knees, and a long-ass neck with a rounded beak. What is aggressive? They're not, I would smack it in its face.
No, I disagree. I think, and they could fly. You can't get away from it. Come on, man. Cry,
yeah.
Come on. You got to do better than that.
They
Omar,
snap at you.
Y'all think about this. 100 ants make you run. 100 horses, little baby horses, would make you haul ass. You run from 100 ants.
Who runs from 100 ants?
I don't know.
Anybody that ants get on them.
When you step on an ant pile, you're running.
You shuffle.
No, you step on the ants.
On an ant
100
pile?
Ants? 100. Crawling up your leg?
Yeah. No, no.
You don't even go outside. Now I'm not talking
me.
About
you didn't
this.
You say
with
100
you.
Ants crawling up your leg. You said if
and
you see 100 ants, you run.
And 100 little horses would get on your ass like a spider monkey.
I would kick them. I would kick them.
100?
100. I kick them.
That's a lot, Omar.
They'd see one. But the horse-sized duck can attack me, can fly. I can't evade it. He can fly. He's got a beak that I'm assuming can fit my head in it.
Yeah, of course it can. You're not. Of course it can. It's the size of a horse.
And when you get in his mouth, what is it going to do? Nub you to death?
I'm not saying he's going to eat me to death.
He's going to gnaw on you like a piece of beef jerky.
He's got a better chance to cause some damage. I think if you had 100 duck size, what is it? 100 duck-sized horses?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think if you just run it. They scatter.
Wiggle your fingers and yell.
Yeah.
Hey!
It's like a Hurricanes at a kickoff.
Hey!
Yeah, I think they scatter. I'm with Omar on this one. Omar,
agree to disagree.
Yeah. Okay. Go fight your horse-sized duck. See how you do.
See, Crowder, you know I rarely ever agree with Hawk. So that shows you that, you know, you might be a little bit off base.
We're the only ones that thought this out, Omar. I think Crowder's speaking off the cuff, as he often does.
I like 1-on-1 better than 100-on-1.
But it's a horse-sized duck.
I know. He has weaknesses.
Sometimes duck-sized ducks are victorious over humans.
When? In Boca?
I've heard.
A goose now.
A goose. Don't F with a goose.
A goose is a bigger duck. Now, you don't want to do battle with a goose. Hell,
right.
You don't want to do battle with an ostrich, much less a horse-sized
duck. I don't even
duck.
Want gooses to know that you were talking bad about them on the radio, to be quite honest.
I'd dive on that long neck. I would suplex it.
Can't suplex a goose. Where am I?
Omar Kelly's on the phone.
Oh, all right. How do you feel about Adam Gase to the Jets? That's kind of funny, isn't it?
I mean, they've dealt with Dolphin leftovers for a while, so you know it's nothing new. Their last coach was a Dolphins interim head coach, Todd Bowles. Doesn't scare me. Do I believe that he can make Sam Darnold something good? Maybe, probably. But as long as he doesn't have personnel decisions, I really don't. They don't fear me. I mean, if he has personnel decisions or say, they don't fear me. I think he's a good coach. I think he'll eventually be a good coach. But Adam's ego is just out of control. His arrogance is just off the charts. He might do well in New York, but, you know, I'm not sure he can handle the criticism of that market.
And, like, what did he tell them, Omar? Like, because we were down here, you know, we were day-to-day watching Gase. We saw the last three games. Did he have something to sell the New York Jets through his last 3 years?
Oh, absolutely. He can make a quarterback look good, whether it's catfish or not. Ryan Tannehill had some of his best statistics in years and winning percentage under Adam Gase. And And that's somebody who people universally view as just a stopgap quarterback. And Adam truly does believe he can win with any quarterback. He can mold and make any quarterback a good player. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be a winning quarterback or they're going to lead them to a winning team. But Adam Gase has nothing to be ashamed of in terms of his Dolphins tenure, 23-25 with one playoff appearance. Nothing to be ashamed of. I'm not surprised that he got recycled. I'm not surprised that he stayed in the division. It just wasn't going to work here.
I think he's got stuff to be ashamed of. I honestly do. I mean,
what does he have to be ashamed of?
I mean, you know, if you come in under the guise of being a quarterback whisperer and you attach yourself to Ryan Tannehill and you jettison every player that has any kind of personality, arrogant about it, you know, with the media. I don't know. I don't think there's anything to be proud about either. Maybe there's no shame, but there's certainly no pride in what he did here.
That's not fair. He didn't jettison. I have something up on the Sun Sentinel right now, which deals with the myth versus the reality versus fiction about, you know, his tenure here with Miami. Because right now you're seeing the Adam Gase spin, which is what happens when you're a made man, and people want to clean up your messes or paint a pretty picture for it. And it's really dealing with what happened here, and people want to clean up your messes or paint a pretty picture for it. And it's really dealing with what happened here in Miami. And the bottom line on why Adam Gase isn't here is because his players didn't believe in him anymore. You could say whatever you want about the record. You could say whatever you want about jettisoning other players. They didn't believe in him anymore. And that basically hints that we were going to do a repeat of the 2015 Joe Philbin season, which basically means the players just weren't in and don't care. And you couldn't do that. So you had to start over. And unfortunately, you know, you're one of the last two teams that haven't named a head coach, but eventually you'll get there, and eventually maybe this franchise will figure it out.
And I want to ask you about that. Oh, being the last team to pick a coach, isn't that bad? Haven't you waited till the pool is empty?
No, I disagree with that. If you know who you want and they're still playing, their teams are still in the playoffs, which I do believe is the case. I think Richard is, from what I'm told or what the word on the street is, the hot guy. More than likely, unless a Harbaugh falls off a tree and just ends up in your lap, I think he's going to be the head coach. I'm not sure it's Dan Orizzi he's supposed to interview on Friday, but if I'm Chris Greer and I'm the lone African-American GM in the entire NFL and I get one opportunity to name a head coach, I'm not sure if I'm going with the layup in Darren Rizzi, as competent, as productive as Rizzi is, and as you know, and I'm certain he can do the job. But how many head coach hirings do you think Chris Greer is going to have in him in his career? This is his second now that he's going to be involved in. So, from what I hear about Richard, he's a young Mike Tomlin. He is charismatic, intelligent. Builds an aggressive defense, one that Chris Greer is accustomed to and familiar with building in terms of a 4-3 scheme. The question is, who's going to be his offensive coordinator? But I think that would be a question with anybody left still on the table.
And I got to get to Tannehill. Oh, give me the scenario that Tannehill is still on the Miami Dolphins. Paint that picture for me.
Humanity ends. There are 30 survivors, a la Bird Box, and Ryan Tannehill is one of them.
There has to be more to it.
No, I don't believe that he can be back. I think his teammates are done with him. Not all of them, but a good percentage of them. And you can't keep purging this team just because they don't want to be on a long list of people that Ryan Tannehill gets fired. However, I do believe that there isn't going to be a market for him. I think and depending on whether or not you can sign a bridge quarterback, you might just keep him as your bridge quarterback. But, yeah, does this team need to draft a quarterback? Absolutely. Do they need to start fresh with a new guy, whether it be a veteran or somebody or a rookie? Yes. But things have to fall in your favor in terms of the quarterbacks that you have interest in the draft. And in terms of the veterans who have an option and get to choose you, not the other way around. Teddy Bridgewater's here. He's in this market. He trains down here. He lives down here. He'd want to be a Miami Dolphins starting quarterback, but the money has to be right. And, you know, the opportunity has to be more beneficial to him than any other opportunity. And I think it will be, but, you know, only time and the offer will tell.
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel is with us. Is there, I don't know if you've done your draft research yet, but is there a quarterback, a Dwayne Haskins, or what if Josh Rosen was made available by the Cardinals because is there anyone that jumps out at you?
In this draft or Josh Rosen?
In the draft or a trade for Josh Rosen?
I don't want nothing to do with Josh Rosen now or last year or ever. That's just not the quarterback that I think can lead a team to a winning season. I think he's the Jimmy Clausen of this era. Now, in terms of there are two quarterbacks, the Ohio State quarterback and the Oklahoma quarterback, as tiny as he is, there are a lot of people that are buzzing about them, and there's also Drew Lock who's out there. I haven't watched any coaches film or any All-22s on any of those quarterbacks, but those are the three that I expect to be first-round quarterbacks. But then, again, you know, who's to say that the Dolphins won't just wait until next year's batch of quarterbacks and do that? Because, honestly, that's probably what they need in order to transform this franchise's trajectory. There are going to be 2 to 3 that are considered elite. Now it's early. Injuries could happen. Everything, you know, could change. But those are the guys that you wait for, and those are the guys that you potentially do something that I won't say here, but rhymes with ink.
AO at the Chris Greer, Stephen Ross joint press conference, Stephen Ross kind of insinuated about being bad to get good. Mm-hmm. Is Stephen Ross prepared to own a 3-13 team knowing that that's the rebuild?
Is he prepared to ink?
Is he yes, in so many words, yes.
Yeah, the first rule about tanking is you can't talk about tanking. So we can't technically talk about tanking, but clearly the man said that he's prepared to, you know what.
Yeah, but, you know, that's easier said than to go through 16, you know, really 17 weeks of getting your ass whooped.
I mean, you have to be mentally prepared. Like, you really have to buy into that. If hey, we're going to field a team that might get us 2 wins, 3 wins, you're not going to get, you know, you're not going to get a pass from the media or the fans, even though we say that we'll give you a pass.
Yeah. And the head coach you bring in has to understand that you're not putting that on his resume.
Right.
Correct, yes. The man said it in a press conference. You don't think he's serious about it?
Yeah, well, he didn't really flat out say it. That's why I asked you. He kind of insinuated it, but I don't know if he can go through with it.
Here's how we'll tell if he can go through with it. So Steve Ross likes the free agent. He likes buying free agents. He likes spending money on his team because it gives him the hope of putting together a better team and a better record and maybe being competitive, maybe making a playoff push. If Steve Ross doesn't spend money this offseason, we know what that's about.
Right, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a pretty good harbinger of what will be coming for the following season. Omar Kelly, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. You can find him locally fighting a horse-sized duck when the opportunity presents itself.
It's never going to be there.
It never presents.
Never.
You don't
be
think
there.
Anywhere in the solar system there is a horse-sized duck.
Well, I can't say that.
Right. So
big solar system.
You never know. All right.
There are like 100 creatures on this earth. How we don't think that we're the only things out here? Come on, man.
Right. Do we all agree that there's? I mean,
do
you think that there is a sports radio station on a different planet? Do you think? And they're covering what?
what Crowder said.
That was a human-sized horse.
I don't think Crowder was. Yeah, human-sized human. I don't think Crowder was doing anything funny there. He was practicing for one of his commercials.
They're covering human racing.
And we're the dumbest too.
You think we're the dumbest creatures on the planet?
Because they're down here with us. We can't find them. We're happy about seeing Mars.
You think they're here?
They've been here.
You think they've been
that,
here?
That, have you that been thing in New York? That you can believe whatever you want. Power surge, whatever. That was a visit.
What are you talking about? It was a power. Mm-hmm. There was a fire at the power plant.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, sure. Uh huh. That's what they would tell you. That's what the government would tell you.
You think?
Tell you.
Omar, you're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
He is not. He's laughing.
I'm with him.
I know you're not serious.
I'm with him, man.
No, Jack.
Let me deal with this problem. Let me put this on a shelf for you so you can. If aliens came to Earth and were on Earth, do you think that there would be like a major announcement on Twitter? Like, don't you think that the government would lie about it, try to cover it up?
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Okay, I believe aliens have been here before. I honestly do. I think that they may have, landed here. I'm not necessarily certain the government knows about it, but I don't think that what happened, that blast of light in New York, was aliens visiting.
I'm just saying that they explained it to you, but were you truly buying it?
I'm not even certain looking at Crowder, to be quite honest. You see how many teeth this dude has?
Yeah.
It's like they almost got it right. The other planet, like, they almost got it right. Yeah. It's like nobody has an exact number of the teeth. All right, we'll try a few rows and see if he blends in.
I wouldn't be surprised if I was made by something else.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
man.
See ya, Omar.
I guess.
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel. Quick break for us, and we'll come right back.